And I can remember just before I got my license, I was wondering how I was going to sail chief engineer at such a young age. Because when I first started going to sea, the average age was like 58 and a half years old of the seamen. Here we come out, college kids, you know, and these people had always worked their way up through the horn, what we call the hawse pipe. In a lot of respects, you know, they didn't like us young people, so you had to be real careful. These older people that were there, you had to get in their trust and get them to like you, because they had tricks up their sleeve that no book ever wrote about. If you could get in their good graces and everything, they were only too glad to help you. But in the beginning, it's real standoffish.
But just to interrupt you for a second, sorry. Is there anything that you can think of that you did to get in their good graces? I mean, I know that there's, you know, you probably had a lot of tricks up your sleeve in terms of what you could offer to make them like you.
Okay. Let's go back a little. One of my first ships. First ship I ever went on, I caught it in Searsport, Maine, and it was a USNS Yukon T5, and it was running to Thule, Greenland, and everything. How I ever was able to get it was a 30-day medical relief or something. How I was able to get the job was only because it was a temporary job, and I got lucky. Like I say, I walked on board the ship and I looked at the chief engineer and I introduced myself. I says, "Hi, my name is Frank Greenleaf." I says, "I'm new on the ship," and I says, "I don't have any experience, book smarts, experience stupid." And he looked at me and he says, "Good," he says. "By the way," he says, "there's nobody on the board in the engine room, you got to watch." So that was the start. Anyways, the first engineer come on, and we didn't get along too good at all. For some reason, he just didn't like young people. So I can tell you how I got in his good grace, although it wasn't the proverbial way you should get somebody's good grace. Well, we would also took on two Maine Maritime cadets. The ships back then, Maine Maritime, that junior year or so, for 6 weeks to, you know, to 8 weeks or so, they sent out cadets, as I had earlier in my career, to a merchant ship, so they could get a real live thing of what really does go on out there. Larry Wade was my first one. It's funny, this same ship I had been a cadet on years earlier, like 2 years earlier. And when I walked on the ship, they liked cadets. They always liked cadets. We work for nothing, work hard. Yes, sir, no, sir, and go ahead in the direction, you know. And come to find out, Larry Wade was the first mate on there, and from my hometown, didn't even know him. And that was quite an experience. He looked after me and took care of me while I was on there. Matter of fact, we went to Hawaii and everything, and we were in Hawaii for the shipyard, and Larry, I was supposed to fly back, but Larry broke to the school. I was late getting back, about 2 or 3 weeks. But anyways, back to the Yukon now. I'm a third engineer, you know, experienced, stupid, and everything, and these two cadets on it. Well, this first was always chewing me out in front of people, you know, for no reasons at all. Well, this one particular time, he called down and told me to shut off the steam to the Butterworth heater. Oh, I went and shut the steam off, because butter with. Even the next thing I know, you had an engine room, and then you walk through a watertight door into the fire room. And he says, "What'd you do?" He hollered at it. "What the hell did you do?" I says, "I shut off the butter wheel heater just like you told me to." And he looked at me, "You stupid SOB." And of course, them two cadets are standing right there, right behind him. And you just don't do that, right or wrong. Well, the guy was a good 250, 275, and I didn't realize I had that much strength. I grabbed him, picked him up, and threw him against the bulkhead and told him, "Don't ever, ever talk to me that way again." I said, I spent all that time getting that license. There it goes. And I kind of decided it wasn't worth it if this is what I was. But he was good to me the rest of the time.